Hey, what's up, guys? This is FilmMaker92. I'm gonna show you how to animate and render out Blender animations. So right now we don't have much time. So right now we're gonna go to View. Well, just to note, you hear that I do not have a mouse. I'm gonna buy a mouse for this laptop. So it's pretty much, you could rotate it with the middle, with the wheel of your mouse, but I don't have a mouse with me right now, so it's gonna stay on top like this, and I'm not able to move it. I'm trying to, but I'm not able to move it. So we're gonna go to camera and or stay like this. So right now we're gonna go to camera for me because I don't have mice. I don't have a mouse, and we're gonna click here, right here. Do you see this little arrow? Right click, split area, and then click there. Click on this little button, timeline, and then since this is a short tutorial, we're gonna go to 90 frames per second. And to animate this, you could do basically the same method with anything at all. Like, okay, we're gonna hit record, the record button to record your animations, and then we're gonna go over here, make sure it's on frame one. And now go to your cube. You can move it however you like, or just like that, then it will record it. Then we're gonna go to 20. Well, maybe 30, maybe, yeah, maybe like 30. And you could go out how long as you want. And then we're gonna go here. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering, these little dotted lines are the boundaries. These are the camera boundaries. And this little black line right here, this little black line right here, that's not the boundary. That's like out. And this is your lens right here. This little, these little dots. Anyway, so let's continue on. We're gonna go here. You can move it. Let it stay in the boundary. Then it's gonna go here. However you like. Hit S if you want to scale it larger. We're gonna move it here. Hit S if you want to scale it larger, if you want to. Go to 90. And then hit S again to shrink it. And there you go. Oh, basically, just in case you're wondering, you could do this with any method you want. You could do this with the light. You could do this with the camera. Here, I'll show you a few examples. We're gonna go to add, no, better yet, space, add, space, add camera, space, add lamp. You could do this with any method. You could record it however you like. Just right click on it and record however. So we don't have much time, so we're gonna right click this, press X to delete, and then press no, right click on the cube, and then to render it out, First, let's see what our cube looks like. Let's see if everything is all good. We're gonna go to current frame, and this is our cube. So it looks everything's in good shape. And then, so we're okay. Now, to render it out, click here. This little scene button, F9. I'm sorry, F10. And then, I would recommend 720. Seven twenty by 480. Sorry that you couldn't see that. 720 by 480. Recommend that if you want your quality to look good on YouTube. Now click here at the temp, the output file, click here, and now you're there. Now we're gonna go to here. We're gonna put in our desktop. We're gonna say look or maybe. And then select output pictures and you're done. Not yet. You're not done yet. You still need to render it out. Do not go to JPEG or Quick or Targa, Target RAW, or any of these picture formats. Otherwise, you're gonna have 90 pictures or more on your desktop, and it's gonna be a hassle. You're gonna have to clean all that up. You don't want that. AVI RAW, it's good, but it doesn't work as well. So you might want to go to QuickTime. QuickTime is like a better solution. And once you go to QuickTime, we're gonna go to animation. Of course, it has that already there. I'm gonna put it 30 frames per second because that's what I do. And we're gonna go to best depth, and then click OK. That's done, and now we are ready to render this out. It's gonna look cool, and click anime, and right now it is rendering out 90 frames on the QuickTime video. As you can see, it's moving right now. So I'm gonna pause it, and when it's nearly done, I'll show you how. I'll show you how can you tell that if it's done? So I'm gonna pause it for a second. Okay, it's on 80 frames right now. And as you can see, it's growing, and then it's gonna become small. This is how you move your objects. All right, it's done. And how and to tell that if it's done, click right here at Blender Render. Oh my bad, I'm right here at the second Blender, and then it will say finished QuickTime movie. Now you can finally exit out. Now we're gonna exit out here because it will exit out everything. Now and here is your movie. We're gonna wait for it. So, all right. So it's on the program and check it out. Looks like we've done a pretty good job. Check it out. That's all 90 frames. In a QuickTime movie format. Perfectly good, and it's only 3 seconds long for 90 frames. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this Blender tutorial, and on the next tutorial I will show you how to do your own cool animation text and put 3D and add some color to it. My name is American 92 and I hope you enjoyed it. I gotta go. Bye.